Now more lawyers who needs them. Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And with Dr. Staccato in the background, he's got that Fender Stratocaster really blasting there today.
Is that what you call that?
That's a particular guitar, yes.
It's a guitar. It's like a bass guitar.
No, that's a regular guitar.
A regular guitar?
Yeah, Fender
Stratocaster.
It's got that crisp.
It's not a real guitar. It's plugged in.
It's an electric guitar.
Well,
right. This isn't back to the time when you knew music, where they had cellos.
Well, they had regular instruments.
Yeah, real
right.
instruments.
I mean, regular
yeah.
things
yeah.
that made music instead of noise.
Rocks. And
right.
sticks. All right. Oh, man. Yeah, harpsichords were big in your day. Yeah, you were.
Clavichords.
In clavichords.
Harpsichords.
Yes. Wasn't your personal pianist named Lurch?
No. Yeah, he could have been. I forgot his name.
He was good on the harpsichord, though. Right. All right, listen, it's time, ladies
umbilical
and gentlemen.
Umbilical cords, they had those, too.
Yes.
Harpsichord, clavichord, umbilical cord. I played the umbilical cord.
Did you pluck it?
I played the umbilical cord. It's a very nice instrument.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little messy, but not bad.
Oh, my God.
Where
this
are we?
Man is, I think you were born with the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck, just cut off enough oxygen to do the job. Anyway, you are completely crazy. And I can say that because I'm your partner. All right. It's now time for questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right, it's time for the main event. Professor James Hartman has put his thinking cap on. Are you ready for the first question?
I am.
All right. Teresa from New York City, your hometown, not actually Brooklyn, but from New York City, writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I was recently fired from my job. I was told that New York is a hire and fire at will state. Does that mean I have no recourse?
Well, first let me say you are right. New York is a fire or hire at will.
Hire and fire, yep.
But the fact is that there are certain exceptions. It's what we really call an employment at will state.
Okay.
And if you have an employment contract, of course, that would override whatever that hiring at will, employment at will would be. Otherwise, there are the statutory reasons. If they are firing you because they are discriminating because of your age, sex, ethnicity, color, national origin, religion, and all of those are what we call statutory exceptions. So that those give you a cause of action, even in a state where it's employment at will. However, none of these things are there, and your employer can just fire you because he wants to fire you. And that's what employment
will be. Right, so she should really check with an attorney to see if she has any causes of action.
That's right.
Okay, Teresa, take a stab at that and let us know how you make out. George from Sedona, Arizona, the wonderland of Arizona.
Sedona.
It's beautiful. I've been there, too. It's very, very nice.
It's very warm.
Yes.
This time of the year.
About 110 in the shade. Yeah.
113.
You need to be underwater while you're there. Anyway, George from Sedona writes, Dear Jim and Randall, my son is thinking of going to law school after he graduates from college. I think he should pursue a business career because there are too many lawyers. Do you two agree?
Well, I agree. I think there are too many lawyers. However, if your son is seriously thinking about going to law school, I suggest a psychiatrist for him. Because why does he want to become a lawyer? I kind of agree with you that I think he should pursue a business career, but that's not your choice. It's his choice.
Right.
There are too many lawyers. Just let him know that. In other words, you say to him, son, you're pursuing a career that's very crowded. And right now, in good times, they all do well. Right now, they're starving.
Right.
I mean, they are doing poorly. They're being fired from these big mega firms all over the place, being laid off. It's bad. There are no jobs for those getting out of law school. So, as I say to you, I agree that there are too many lawyers, and I think people should stop thinking in terms of law school as a place to go just because they want to go there. But on the other hand, it's his decision.
Right.
It's
well,
his life.
Well said. There you go, George. That's a sage advice from the sage old,
sage.
Very old sage.
The old sage.
The old sage.
Yeah. You
right.
know, the bloom is on the sage.
That's true.
Look at my face, how I'm blooming. There's a blush. The bloom is on the old sage.
That's right. And you are blushing.
Remember that song?
I thought it was from the alcohol.
Anyway. When the bloom is on.
Bob from... Are you all right?
Yes.
All right. Bob from Pittsburgh, PA, writes,
yes.
Dear Jim and Randall, how do I find a standard lease to rent an apartment to a friend?
Go online.
Oh, okay.
Go to, there's legal forms. You may have to pay a few dollars, and they'll send you the form. Well, I mean, right online. They'll appear the form, and you can
fill it out,
print it out, and that's how you get it. That's the easiest way to get it. You can also go to a stationery store. A lot of them sell legal forms, but it shouldn't be difficult at all.
There you go, Bob. Right now, run down to the store or turn on your computer. Right. Ellen from Rochester, New York writes, hey, hometown.
Right.
Dear Jim and Randall, do I need a tax lawyer or an accountant to help me in tax court?
Well, either can represent you if the accountant is admitted to practice in tax court. And I really don't know, except when you're in a courtroom atmosphere, I prefer to have a lawyer, but that might be biased because I am a lawyer.
That's biased.
And that's biased. and so therefore I would think that, you know, it depends. The tax court is not as formal as some of the adversarial courts into which we practice, but I would think that, either one would do the job, but they ought to be good in their field.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's it. Get somebody competent and probably can help you either way.
Right.
I have one more question here for you. Peyton from Newark, New Jersey writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is surrogates court?
Well, in our state, they call it surrogates court. In other states, they call it probate court. They might call it orphans court. And it is a court of jurisdiction over estates, adoptions, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the word surrogate, you know, is one who stands in another's place. So that when you say he is or represents somebody in absentia, so that a surrogate represents the decedent in a sense.
The person who can't represent themselves.
That's right.
Okay.
So he is their surrogate. You heard the expression, he's my surrogate.
Right.
When you send somebody in, you know, to go to the butcher shop to buy a chop meat, and the butcher says,
that's
who are you? How can I charge it to Jim's account? When you, because you say, I'm his surrogate. I came here with his authority.
Wow. You
but
charge
anyway,
that in
so, pork but, a surrogate, but that's what it is. The surrogate represents those who cannot, you know, represent themselves.
All right.
Either because they're dead, which is a good reason.
It's a good reason.
Because they're infants or incompetents or stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, again, it's usually the court that has jurisdiction over estates.
Okay.
Trust.
Well, we're going to take a short intermission so you don't lose your trust of your estate or your estate of your trust.
I have
either one.
A state of confusion.
That's what you usually cause here. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back. Out of the West came Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
Oh, boy. I'm Jim Hartman.
Are you sure?
Well, the dust, these horses are kicking up.
I know. It's amazing. It's the only law program in the world, syndicated radio show with its own orchestra, and now sound and stage effects.
Right.
All right. Well, folks, you're back on Lawyers Who Needs Them right in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to a Florida couple that is suing each other for a divorce. The wife in the case said that she wanted a divorce because her husband spends $100 a month on beer. He said he's suing his wife for a divorce because she spends $100 a month on makeup.
Our information has it that when the judge asked the wife why she spends $100 a month on makeup, she replied, "So I can look beautiful for my husband." At that point, her husband jumped in and yelled, "That's why I buy all that beer."
So I get from this that the makeup doesn't work. He needs to be drunk to be with this
that's
woman.
That's right. He was when he married her.
That's and there's the crux of the problem.
Right.
Well, folks, it's time to introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
English fellow?
Very English. Oxford, you know.
Really?
Yes, always wears the shoes.
Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss George Peachfuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
Our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
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 Each week he gets us to the studio
Giustinatime.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour on Lawyers Who Needs Them. We think. We hope so.
Have survival a great... of the fittest.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Be kind to your neighbors, have a great week, and remember, no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.